benefit of the record, the commissioners have been provided with a copy of a booklet. Book is one of the other county attorneys told me one time. Environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report and sketch plans, titled for the Hood property, proposed office park. I believe all the commissioners have copies. They also have copies of the conditional use site plan. The booklet contained an executive summary, site context maps discussion, site analysis, maps discussion, analysis of required information, a large number of maps and exhibits, and then appendices with references that letters of ability to serve from different utilities, agency comments, and endangered species evaluation requests from both the state and the federal government. That booklet is a part of the record. Commissioners have also been provided with a copy of an aerial infrared photograph. They've also been provided with a color rendering of the proposed site plan. The Deldot comments are included in the booklet. It's about close to a quarter inch thick. I'm not going to try to read it, but it is a part of the record. We have a letter from EV Medical Center, dated September 20th, and is a letter expressing support of the proposed office park adjacent to the BB Health Campus. The center, or BB Medical Center, has been given an explanation of the proposed use of the property and consider the use to be compatible with the healthcare services provided by the health campus. That, as I said, was dated September 20th and signed by Jeffrey Freed, President and CEO of BB Medical. We have a memo from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, reference to this application. It was just received late this afternoon. States that the project is located within the county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is the West Rehoboth expansion and the southern planning area. Wastewater capacity is available at this time for up to 101,560 square feet of professional medical office area. There is not capacity for additional office or retail space. The developer will be required to participate in system upgrades to alleviate deficient lines in State of Delaware Route 1 before approval of more than 101,560 square feet of office space. The North Coastal Planning Study will identify necessary upgrades. The schedule is scheduled to conclude in November 2006. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. The current system connection charge rate is $3,911 per EDU. And provide the contact person and phone number for any additional information on charges. There is no sewer service to the parcel at this time. The developer will be required to extend sewer service to the entrance of the project. The project is capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. They have attached a copy of the policy for extending district boundaries in the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District, which would be the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area capacity evaluation and North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. The proposed project adjoins but is not within the West Rehoboth expansion area. Sewer service is not available to the parcel at this time. The project is within a planning area for sewer service and connection to the sewer system is mandatory. The project can be annexed into the sewer district when the developer completes certain administrative procedures, construction of an extension of mainline sewers and necessary system upgrades. The proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with Sussex County standard requirements and procedures. County engineer must approve the connection point. The engineering department requires that a sewer concept plan be submitted for review and approval prior to requesting annexation. Attached is also a step a listing of steps to be completed for extending district boundaries, and a checklist for preparing concept plans. One-time system connection charges will apply, and again provides a contact person, and also that a concept plan is required. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, I believe that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lank. Is there someone here representing this application?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Robert Witzel here on behalf of the applicant. My offices are at 120 South Bedford Street and 420 Rehoboth Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. I am pleased and proud to be here on behalf of this application of Andy Lubin. This is a conditional use application in lands that are presently zoned AR, agricultural residential, lands owned by the Hirola Family Limited Liability Company. Robert Hood, who is standing or sitting to my left, is the principal owner, the managing member of Hirola Family LLC. He will tell you shortly that this land has been in his family for over 200 years, and that the lands which his family owned are in excess of this 25.39 acre parcel. They extend south, and you're probably familiar with the wooded area along Warrington Road to the south and west of this parcel. He has also continues to own the property underneath the Rehoboth Mall. He has sold property to the Robinson Eye Clinic, and has recently sold property, as he will tell you, to the BB Medical Center for their campus. This is a conditional use application for 8 professional or medical office buildings and for 4 retail or commercial or office buildings proximate to Route 24 and adjacent to the BB Medical campus. Also with us tonight is Andrew Lubin, who is Mr. Hood's business partner, and Garth Jones from the Becker Morgan Group. They are our engineers from Dover. That is our development team. It is a 25.39 acre parcel, which I am sure you all are familiar with. It is behind the Rehoboth Mall, and the Walmart Shopping Center. It is, I think, without question, in an established commercial retail business district. And if you were to come off of Route 1 and drive west, just for the record, I would tell you that you'd pass McDonald's on the right, then Nuttall's Lumber Store, Teacott Electric, and Plaza 24. That plaza has two restaurants in it, and the Teacott Electric facility. Family Dollar Plaza with 3 shops in it. JP Court 2, further behind JP Court 2 is the Maplewood subdivision. Then Apple Electric, all of these are either zoned commercial or conditional use for a business, and the Maplewood Dental Clinic. On the right-hand side, of course, is the Rehoboth Mall and the BB Medical Center. You most recently have entertained an application and approved and made a recommendation of approval, and the County Council has approved the LT Associates office medical campus at the intersection of Warrington Road and Route 24. So we are in the heart of a commercial business district. The comprehensive development plan identifies this as an environmentally sensitive development area, and specifically recommends that this area should include neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. And the Delaware Quality of Life Strategies plan directs that growth be directed towards existing communities to avoid sprawl. I think with those two references, this application is appropriate for your consideration. I think you'll find that it is commensurate with the surrounding neighborhood and a very appropriate use. Mr. Lubin will address that in a minute. But Garth Jones is going to take the easel for just a moment, and I'll briefly describe the area. Garth, if you could point to the Route 24 area, if you would, and the 4 sites along Route 24 are our proposed retail and commercial shops. We anticipate that there will be a need for a bank, an office space, and possibly a restaurant. These will be market controlled, and Mr. Lubin will address that issue in just a minute. The balance of the eight buildings are office medical buildings. They range in footprint between 10,000 and 12,000 square feet each. There is a traffic circle incorporated in the traffic plan. Our materials, and Becker Morgan identifies this as a traffic calming community where we share two entrances immediately across from the entrances of the BB Medical Center campus. This is a shared road entrance agreement, and Mr. Lubin will address that in just a moment. We have submitted into Mr. Lank's file a copy of the unsigned shared road maintenance agreement. Those negotiations are underway, and we are optimistic that they will be executed shortly. We have complied with all of the recommendations in the PLUS review submitted by DelDOT. Their most significant recommendation to you and to us was that we continue with the roadway through the parcel, through the 274 Associates lands to our south to Old Landing Road. This will be built to state standards. This will most likely result in a grid-type roadway access from Route 24 to Old Landing Road, but it will certainly provide our clients and their customers and the BB Medical Center with a much-needed southerly entrance and exit to Old Landing Road instead of having to either go out onto Route 1 or to access Warrington Road to the intersection at Warrington Plantation and Route 24. As I mentioned, this is an environmentally sensitive development area, and although that environmentally sensitive logo seems to suggest non-development, it is in a development district, and development is encouraged in those areas. We have provided you with letters from the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife Services, and that correspondence and that environmental information is at page 83. And the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service reports to you that except for occasional transient individuals, I got a kick out of that. I don't know whether that was Lawrence or Vince walking through the property taking a look at it, but except for occasional transient individuals, no proposed or federally listed endangered or threatened species are known to exist within the project impact area. And the National Heritage and Endangered Species Division of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control reports to you that a review of their database indicates that there are currently no records or state rare or federally listed plants, animals, or natural communities at or adjacent to this project site. The PLUS review and the Office of State Planning indicates that that has successfully satisfied the environmental requirements of the environmentally sensitive development area. I'd like to tell you the obvious, and that is that in this environmentally sensitive district, if we were to apply for a change of zone, there could be as much as 10 dwelling units per acre as townhouse development or 12 multifamily, multi-story apartments or condominiums. We believe this is a much more appropriate use of the property and is compatible with the adjacent BB Medical Center campus. Also, for those who might be listening behind me, the purpose of a conditional use application is to put restrictions on our proposal to be limited to those uses which we are proposing this evening. We had previously, and quite frankly prior to my being retained as legal representative of this group, there was an application submitted for a change of zone for a commercial use, that being change of zone number 1603, which was filed back in September of 2005. After consulting with my clients, they understood the nature of the conditional use application, and I think appropriately agreed that this should be a conditional use application. To avoid the permitted uses of a commercial district, such as a gas station, shopping centers, lumber and building material storage, or a used car or truck car sales area. So we believe that this vehicle of the conditional use is much more appropriate than coming before you for a commercial change of zone. We are in full agreement and will comply with all of the plus recommendations that are in your booklet and have been made by the Office of State Planning. I will not go through every detail this evening, but I will tell you that DelDOT has approved this application and accepted the report of our traffic impact study experts, McCormick and Taylor. That study detailed all four nearby intersections, including Route 24 and Route 1. Mr. Hood has agreed to comply with those recommendations, even though they will be expensive and perhaps onerous. We will enter a traffic device agreement with the state of, with the Department of Transportation. They have recommended adding an eastbound third turning lane, which we will, in concert with the BB Medical Center, install if it is required by DelDOT. We have provided for internal sidewalks and pedestrian connections to the neighboring property, both to the BB Medical Center campus, and because, Garth, if you would show where we share the Rehoboth Mall drive on the back side, on the west side of the Rehoboth Mall. If ever you've gone to the back side of the mall there to go to the movie theater, that's the entrance off of Route 24. And we have two, I believe there's two. Garth, are there two or one?
There's just one.
One entrance right onto that mall access. The green area, the gap in our plan at the top of the site plan is where the Robinson Delaware Eye Clinic is. And as I mentioned, Mr. Hood sold the property to Mr. Robinson's predecessors in title. In addition to those compliance with DelDOT requirements and particularly the connection with Old Landing Road, we will comply with all of the other PLUS requirements. That PLUS report has indicated that there are no wetlands on the site pursuant to the USGS survey that Becker Morgan did. We have not actually delineated the site, but we believe that there are no wetlands on it whatsoever. The State Historic Preservation Office says that there's a medium possibility of architectural sites on the property. I can assure you that after dealing with Mr. Hood, he is very environmentally sensitive, and he will oversee and comply with any requirements of the SHPO office. We're pleased that the Delaware Economic Office made a PLUS report to you that the DEDO recognizes a need for Class A office space, and the DEDO endorses the plan as providing an attractive, functional office park with all amenities in a quote-unquote great location. We certainly concur with that. This application, as I mentioned, is similar to the LT-LLC application, that Lingo Townsend application that you approved. And what is not shown on our site plan, and which you will not see in any of the materials that either we submitted or Lingo Townsend submitted, is that there will be a flow of traffic virtually from Warrington Road through the BB Medical Center that can connect with our internal system as well. It can hook up with the road from Route 24 to Old Landing Road. This will be a grid work of internal roads that we think will provide excellent access to customers and clients and business people in the park, as well as possibly the public. In your materials are letters of ability to service from the various utilities. I'll be very brief here. Electricity will be provided by Delmarva Power. Verizon will provide the telephone service. Tidewater Utilities is our water franchise provider. The sewer is provided by the West Rehoboth Extension of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and we do understand the limitations that are being placed on us presently by the EDU allocation for the parcel. We don't have specifics, quite frankly. I walked over and received that report at 4:40 this afternoon after Lawrence had left, and I looked in his file to glean that report, so we had some idea of what it was going to say. But that report will provide us, that allocation will provide us with approximately 3/4 of our proposed development. And we believe from that report that we will be allocated 101.56 EDUs, providing us with 101,560 square feet of buildable area. And we're pleased with that. We agree that Ordinance 38 improvements will have to occur if we want to go above that number for the extra, that last 1/3 of our proposed development. I know that there are a lot of people here this evening. I'll try to be brief in presenting the rest of our application. Needless to say, and I won't go through all of the PLUS requirements, but we have read them, we understand them, and we will comply with all of the agency's requirements for this development. And obviously, we make that an offered condition of approval if you deem to do that. My next witness is Andy Lubin. And Mr. Lubin has a brief prepared statement. He is our expert in terms of sales and usage. And Mr. Lubin, if you come forward and introduce yourself, and I know you have a prepared statement, then I probably have a couple of questions for you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, my name is Andy Lubin. I would like to read into the record a brief statement, please. This site is ideally suited for medical and professional offices, support facilities, and related businesses. As the demographic population continues to mature and grow throughout Sussex County, the demand for professional health-related services must grow as well. The expansion of medical practices and practitioners has expanded exponentially in the last 25 years. The property, with its shared approved entrance from Route 24 with BB Medical Center, provides a development opportunity to effectively multi-phase the use of the site. The frontage along Route 24 is ideal for commercial businesses that support the clientele as well as the proposed development. A financial institution, a pharmacy, physical therapy, lab facilities, and other commercial uses provide a convenience while keeping the traffic within the complex. Medical practices and specialists such as oncology, ophthalmology, orthopedics, and internists prefer to be close to the medical facility in order to take advantage of the surgery center and other expert aspects of that facility. Plastic surgery and reconstructive surgery, along with rehabilitation and physical therapy, will advantage themselves of the outpatient surgical services provided by BB. Women's health issues, along with dental health services, also will be a significant area of expansion in this region. The doctors and their practices prefer ownership. The concept of the Hood family in retaining fee to the real estate and will then be selling the improvements either on a condominium basis or a build-to-suit basis will meet the needs of both the existing medical facilities as well as to attract them to this area from other outlying areas where they can be closer to the magnet facility that is known as BB. The commitment and the committed plans of DelDOT to connect the access road from Route 24 to Old Landing Road using the improved segment, and just a brief departure from this, this plan has been actually part of a long-term design with DelDOT playing a very active role going back a number of years. And as you may be able to tell from your meets and bounds plan, there is an unusual arc to this property which separates the lands that Mr. Hood sold to BB and this remaining parcel. And the reason for that is that DelDOT played an active role in designing where this meets and bounds would segregate and separate and bisect these properties so they could create this interior access road from 24 back through and to Old Landing Road. So there, this design and this concept goes back to the initial interest that BB had in coming to this site. And with that, that concludes my remarks.
Thank you.
Mr. Leving, can you make a copy of that available to the?
We'll submit it right now, Lawrence.
So we don't have listed a tape later. Thank you.
Mr. Leving, although it's premature to plan or tell the commission about design plans and architectural renderings, you've told me, and I ask you to confirm this, that the design will be relatively similar to the architectural design at the BB Medical Center campus, that it will be compatible with that design, with the colors, and perhaps with the style itself. Is that correct?
It is.
You weren't here, but Mr. Hood and I were, and at the Lingo Townsend application, Bill Lingo gave a statement that according to his estimates, that between 180 and 200 medical doctors are associated with BB Medical Center and the campus, and that their 11-building medical office complex would be very attractive to that number of medical doctors. We are now asking for approval of a second office park that can include medical facilities as well as support medical facilities and other offices. We're not limited to medical facilities, are we?
No, we are not.
And do you have an opinion as to whether Mr. Lingo's representations were correct, whether they are higher, whether they low, and if you could just briefly state the perceived need that you've studied in this area for medical space.
My evaluation of the area is that the 180 plus to 200 is probably a conservative number today, and the number of practitioners is growing rapidly. But with the growth of the practitioners, there's a growth in the support facilities, such as lab work, such as rehabilitation and physical therapy, all of which complement the practitioners. At the same time, in traditional real estate and traditional movements, as well as there's new growth in this environment, there's horizontal movements. And the growth of the new BB Medical Complex will attract other practitioners who may already be practicing either in leased space or in other types of space to want to be closer to the facility.
Thank you. Finally, and most importantly, I made many factual statements earlier about the application. Can you confirm that my representations were true and correct, and can you verify the accuracy of them?
Best of my knowledge, they are true and correct.
That's a good answer. Garth, could you come forward for just a minute? Thank you, sir. This is Garth Jones of the Becker Morgan Group in Dover. They have been assisting Mr. Hood and Mr. Leving for approximately 2 years now, have you not?
Yes.
I've made some representations about the site plan, and are they true and correct?
They are true and correct, yes.
Important issues for this commission to determine are whether or not we've provided for accurate and sufficient parking. Is it true that 737 parking spaces are required, and to date you have planned for 739 parking spaces, that we meet the parking space and exceed it?
We do meet the parking space requirements.
Is this a correct representation that the proposed stormwater management plan that we presently have and will be required to implement will help recharge the groundwater better, more sufficiently than the present agricultural purposes?
That is correct.
And can you briefly describe the best management practices that we'll be using to make sure that continues?
Yes. First of all, the stormwater plans will meet Delaware requirements, and they'll be reviewed to the Sussex Conservation District for their review and approval. Right now, we're showing three stormwater management areas. They will change in configuration as we get into more of the design. Right now, we've situated the stormwater areas in the low spot. I understand that talking with the engineers for the BB Medical Center that the soils out in this area are fairly sandy and promote good infiltration rates. So we'll be looking to use some of the green technologies that Delaware encourages, bioswales, bioretention areas, as well as infiltration rates. All that will help promote recharge of the groundwater system.
The groundwater management branch of DNRAC reported in the PLUS comments that there is a common drainage swale, if I may use that term. I'd like you to correct me if I'm wrong, along Route 24 that we can gain access to, provided we use proper best management practices. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And in your studies, is can that be done?
Yes.
Finally, just some simple issues. The setbacks are 60 feet front, 20 feet side, and 30 feet rear. And has your plan complied with those?
It has, yes.
And the maximum height, we cannot exceed 42 feet?
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thanks.
Don't go away.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask Mr. Chairman if you had any questions.
I need to make you aware of a procedural issue that's been, as a matter of policy, recently gone into effect, and that is that when any of your experts are testifying as such, we need to get their qualifications on the record. So I would simply like you to state your name and whatever it is that qualifies you to speak as an expert. I assume you have some kind of degree or something.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr.
My name is Garth Jones, and I work for Becker Morgan Group. I'm a senior civil engineer. I've been a practicing engineer for about 17 years. I graduated from University of Delaware with a bachelor's degree, which is an accredited college for civil engineering, and I currently hold a professional engineering license in Delaware as well as five other states.
All right, sir. That's all we need. Go ahead. Proceed.
That's it for me.
All right. Thank you.
Last but not least, Robert Hood. And Mr. Hood, would you state your name, please, your place of residence, and tell the commission how long you've had this property in your family, first of all.
My name is Robert Hood. I have a family home at 512 Warrington Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. My primary residence, however, is 3111 132nd Avenue Southeast in Snohomish, Washington. As the last speaker in this group, I find other people have said a lot of what I was going to say, but I'd like to do some background. To the best of my knowledge, 2006 is the 250th anniversary of my family's arrival on this site of land. And we have been here for a long time, through many generations. We have, I think, conducted ourselves fairly well over the years. We've taken reasonably good care of the land. We've had a strong community spirit that goes way back. For instance, in the 1840s, my great-great-great-grandmother, Jane Wolfe Hood, founded with two neighbors the Midway Presbyterian Church. And to this date, the 3 acres in front of the church along Highway 1 are actually, we give them the use of it, the church the use of it at no charge. And so I think that's an ongoing sense of responsibility toward the community. It is one of the remaining wooded areas along Highway 1 in that area, and I enjoy it when I drive by. Over about 30 years, I have been receiving proposals for things to do with this piece of real estate. And they have gone from everything from an entertainment complex to a golf driving range to a big box store. And in every one of those instances, I looked at those things and I said that was not a good use for the land, and I turned them down. Now, in 1998, BB Hospital approached me, and they said they had the idea they wanted to locate a campus on Highway 24, and although I was reluctant to sell the land, I did sell them just short of 25 acres for their complex. Last weekend, I attended the cutting of the ribbon on the Tunnel Cancer Center. And I was delighted with that because Jeff Fried, who you mentioned was the chief executive of BB, stood up and said they would not have been able to locate there without the generosity of my family. I'm very proud of that, and I'm happy to have that happen. But I have to say that was part, when I talked to BB beginning in 98, I recognized that there was a good use for this entire area, that with the demographics of the area and the more people and older people, that we would see a situation where a large medical complex would be very useful. And so it's interesting that Lingo Townsend and their proposal for MedExec sort of validated that idea. I think where we're headed with this whole thing and with this particular proposal we have is to about 120 acres plus of area that will support the medical needs and the associated needs of the community. And I'm really, really comfortable with that, and I encourage you to approve it. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, that is our presentation. I did want to mention that when I drove by the property the other day and just took one last look at it, there was a sign near the entrance that advertised at leased office space. I'm sure that some of you saw it. It's on the left-hand side as you were to enter the shared road the Herola property, on Mr. Hood's property. That is not our sign. We would never be so presumptuous as to put a lease sign up prior to this hearing, and I wanted to make sure if any of you saw it that you now understand that was not our doing. Thank you. That concludes our presentation.
All right, sir. Thank you.
And if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them, or any of our experts or witnesses.
Well, let's find out. And we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
You're having 8 office buildings, and you said they're going to be medical or medical related?
We fully anticipate that there will be a need for medical office space, support staff, radiologists, nursing facilities, but we are not limiting our use just to medical office space. Those will be office buildings. The eight buildings are intended to be used as and will be designed as an office park.
In your commercial, how are you proposing to restrict what can go there as far as commercial?
Well, we're prepared to do that this evening. Obviously, from a marketing point of view, we would like to be as broad as possible. Mr. Lubin, now it's the time for you to stand.
It's going to be a conditional use.
We would like it to be limited to retail. Andrew, I told you that you're fielding this question because I don't have a proprietary interest in this application.
Well, thank you.
Take it away.
Mr. Gordy, the intent of the commercial frontage is to provide general support to those clientele taking advantage of the BB complex and the medical complex. We have received significant interest from at least one financial institution who would like to be on that location, as well as 2 independent pharmacy/drugstores. So that is the direction that we're taking it at. There has been interest from an insurance organization that would like to construct a building on that site. And I'm not so sure that we're going to see a great deal of retail because of the design of this facility, but it's more to provide services and professional services and retail services to the public, but not a traditional shopping strip or a retail strip.
No fast food drive-ins or anything like that?
No, sir.
Can we make that a condition?
I will make that a condition.
Okay. Thank you. And the proposed road on the south side, is that something that's been in works with the BB campus?
We are working.
Or is that on your own?
No, sir. We are working in concert with the extension of the roadway from 24 going back to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
And that is coordinated with DelDOT, and DelDOT is working directly with Rights of Ways on the balance of the properties to bring it back.
Okay. That's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you. Just wanted to get you to restate, I believe that you said that you would comply with all the plus comments and with all the DelDOT recommendations. Was that?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? Yeah. And any anticipated truck traffic in here, would you characterize it as light-duty vehicles?
Mr. Lubin, you can answer that question, but having reviewed the plan, I think it would not be advantageous for trucks to try to gain access through the, quite frankly, I think the turn at Old Landing Road will be difficult for truck traffic, despite any configurations that DelDOT might put on us, or is it 247 That's going to go through another property owner. I think it's going to be traffic primarily serving, using our location and the BB Medical Center campus.
Mr. Smith, in addition to what Mr. Witzel said, in terms of the use of the site, we don't expect 18-wheelers and trucks like that to be coming through this, only for drop-offs of UPS or FedEx type of supplies or drop-off of equipment.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
All right. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Kautz?
Just one question. The proposed extension that you do not show but plan to do goes past open space. Once that connection is made, is there any anticipated use for that open space, or do you intend to reserve it in perpetuity as open space, or any plans?
That open space is a designated area that we have contracted with Walmart so that there is not, quite frankly, there's an agreement with Cordish Associates that remain open and not part of our improved development. If that answers your question.
So it won't be improved, it will remain open space.
That is correct. And we will make it a condition of this application that if things change in the future, we would obviously have to come back to revise this conditional use plan to have any development on there, if that makes you more comfortable.
And who would be responsible for maintenance of it? Cutting the grass, trash removal?
The property is retained ownership by Herola family, and they will maintain the status of the property.
Thank you.
Mr. Burton, you have a question?
It just in concert with that, the confirm the area of the property located at the south end reserved for future Walmart store parking as available for use of right-of-way. Is that that?
That's that area,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So it could be parking? Is that what that said?
It is a very remote possibility. That clause has been in effect with the Cordish lease for... Pardon me?
Since 2000.
Mr. Hood, if you're going to speak, sir, I need you to come up to the microphone because that little tape machine won't pick your voice up that far away.
The Cordish company had a application for the installation of the Walmart, and as part of the big box rules, they were asked to provide additional parking for employees and things like that. It turns out that the existing parking lot that would be used for that purpose, which is along the entry road beside the Eye Institute, is almost never used, even in midsummer. So my feeling is that lot will never be developed, but the possibility does exist. Thank you.
So that was part of the original site plan for the Walmart that exists now to deal with parking issues and things
so,
like
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar enough with that. Okay.
Robertson?
No questions.
All right then, gentlemen, if you would kindly stand down for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application this evening. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1716 Andrew Lubin? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1716? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or perhaps you'd rather just call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is Subdivision 2005-68 Sandy Landing LLC.
This application is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 40.38 acres into 77 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, being located west of Road 341 and across from Road 342. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee on March 15th of 2006. The Technical Advisory Committee report for that public meeting is a part of the record for this application. Revised plans were received on October 12th. Now, the exhibit booklet was received on October 20th of this year. The plus intact response by the applicant was provided on October 12th. The letter addressing the 99-9C items was received on October 20th. A letter from PLUS in reference to the applicant's responses, an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report were received on October 20th of 2006. Just a second, I'll pass you down the booklet. Again, this is an exhibit booklet provided by the applicants. And the booklet contains presentation outline and data sheet, a reference to zoning, land utilization, civil engineering, traffic impacts, and letters from different agencies. And again, that booklet is also part of the record. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lank. Is there someone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, a member of the Delaware Bar and the Sussex County Bar, and I represent the applicant. As Mr. Lank stated, this is the application of Sandy Landing LLC for a 77-lot subdivision to be known as the Cove at Sandy Landing. With me is Lauren Alberti, who is representing the applicant, Zach Crouch from Davis Bellin and Friedel, Steve Smaler from Duffield Associates, and Jerry Esposito from Tidewater Utility Company. As Mr. Lank stated, there was an exhibit book submitted along with some additional exhibits, and they are in the record. The property itself is located on both sides of County Road 341, which is Falling Point Road. Four of the lots are actually located on the west side of the road, and that would be the area between Falling Point Road and Pepper Creek and the Indian River Bay. Three lots and some utility lots are located on the other side of the road. In addition, and this is a little bit unusual, but there is included as part of this tax map parcel a 4.5-acre parcel that is separate from and not adjacent to the bulk of this land. And that is an unusual situation, but it is part of the tax map parcel that comprises this land. And on this plan here, it shows where it's located. It's about 300 feet from the end of the property right here. There's an easement that goes down to it, and as I said, it contains about 4.5 acres.
How did that happen, Mr. Fuquay? We're all up here just dying to know.
Through out conveyances over the years. At one point in time, it was a large piece of land, and as different pieces were